This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Sadley. I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you'll stick around for the next hour. We've got some great modern mainstream jazz to play for you. I'm going to continue my salute to the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars from a Hindsight album called Live at the Lighthouse. It has some swinging tracks on it. The liner notes are pretty bleak. They don't give you too much detail. This was cut in around 1955 at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, live. And they do an old Basie item called Topsy, written by Eddie Durham. And so let's listen to Topsy.
Thank you.
was the Lighthouse All-Stars live at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California, somewhere around 1955, doing an old Basie item that was written by Eddie Durham called Topsy.
I want to go back to the LRC Jazz Sampler number 1 and play a vocal at this point. It's Carmen McRae from a CD entitled Velvet Soul. Again, there are no liner notes as to who's playing with her, but the name of the tune is Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry skies. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with that one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Cottage door, where two hearts become one. Tell me who could ask for more? Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow. That's nice if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
That's Carmen McRae doing Nice Work If You Can Get It. There's some great piano playing, but I don't know who the pianist was.
All right, we're going to continue with another track from this Hindsight CD I picked up called The Lighthouse All-Stars Live at the Lighthouse. The liner notes are very informative. They give you discographies and lists of all the different artists who've played at the Lighthouse in all kinds of background, but they don't tell you who's playing on a particular track. So this is cut around 1950, and it's a Bob Cooper composition called Who's Sleepy?
Thank you.
Lighthouse All-Stars from a Hindsight album, and that was a little Bob Cooper composition called Who's Sleepy?
I'm going to play something from LRC Jazz Sampler number 4. You think I only brought 2 CDs tonight. This features McCoy Tyner, and again, there's no liner notes. It's from a CD entitled Blue Bossa. The name of the tune is I'll Take Romance.
Thank you.
That was the McCoy Tyner Trio doing "I'll Take Romance."
Well, we're going to turn now to the Lighthouse All Stars, and this is cut in June of 1955, and we did a couple previous Latin things that really kind of swing. We did "Viva Zapata" and "Witch Doctor Number 2." Now we're going to do a Latin thing called "Casa de Luz," written by the trumpet man Shorty Rogers. And so let's listen to the group comprised of Shank on alto sax, Rossellino on trombone, Bob Cooper on tenor, Claude Williamson on piano, Howard Ramsey on bass, Stan Levy on drums. Let's listen to a swinging Latin item by Shorty Rogers called "Casa de Luz."
Thank you.
That was Lifehouse All-Stars from June of 1955, doing a Shorty Rogers composition, Casa de Luz. And my ears told me that we had Bud Shank on alto sax, Frank Rossellino on trombone, and Bob Cooper on tenor sax doing the solo work.
I want to play something from a Pacific CD entitled The Best of the Jerry Mulligan Quartet with Chet Baker. And it features Jerry on baritone sax, Chet on trumpet, Carson Smith on bass, Larry Bunker on drums, doing a tune entitled Festive Minor. Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker doing a tune entitled Festive Minor.
Once in a while, the Lighthouse aggregation would bring on a guest artist, Somebody like Chet Baker that you just heard on that last track that Bill played, or Max Roach, whoever. On May 31st, 1953, they brought in the whispering tenor man Stan Getz. And so we're going to play a track by Stan, backed up by the Lighthouse Rhythm Section at that time, Russ Freeman on piano, Hard Rumsey on bass, Shelly Man on drums, doing an old standard written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin called I Only Have Eyes for You.
Thank you.
was the Lighthouse All-Star Rhythm Section only. Howard Rumsey on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, Russ Freeman on piano, backed up by a guest artist that night, May 31st of 1953. That was Stan Getz leading them through I Only Have Eyes for You.
I want to play something from the Red Norvo Trio, and what makes this a little interesting is that he's backed up with Tal Farlow on guitar and Charlie Mingus bass. And, of course, Red is a vibe player. So it's a kind of an unusual trio setting. Usually there's a drums and a bass player. Let's listen to their rendition of Night and Day. You thought there was a drummer, but that was Tal Farlow playing his guitar like a bongo, Night and Day.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Sadley, and you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours. We're going to have to close out the show with one more track. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday night on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM from 8 to 10. And it's been a pleasure bringing some music to you, and we hope you'll join us again next week. We're going to close out the show with another Lighthouse All-Star aggregation, and here again we're going to play a track from May 31st of 1953, where Stan Getz was a guest artist. He's also joined by Bob Cooper and Jimmy Jeffrey on saxes, Teddy Charles on vibes, Russ Freeman on piano, and this is an old Harry Edison favorite that was played by the Basie Band down all through the years, Jive at Five. Thank you.